views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and today I'm smiling because I'm so excited for what we're going to allow ourselves today, and that is really to celebrate divine feminine you and divine feminine me, because we're really entering one of the most sparkly times of the year. If you're listening to this show as it's first airing, we're entering the holiday season, and it really ought to be a happy, sparkly, divinely inspired time of year. And instead, sometimes what happens is we get ourselves a little low energy, a little low excitement, a little bit burdened down with all the things that come up in the holidays. But I'm so thrilled to have someone with me on Space of Allowing today who's really going to dust us off and brighten us up and bring us to the true meaning of what it is to live in our divine feminine energy at the holidays and at every time. So please, listeners, join me in welcoming my special guest, Lynn Hicks. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you? I am so happy to be here.
We don't know each other all that well, but I have to say the first time I met you, I thought, oh, my word, I need more of your energy. I need more of your teaching. I need more of your time. So that everybody comes to know you a little bit more, Lynn, I'm going to just mention a couple of things that you've shared with me, and then I'd love for you to tell us more about yourself. I love your playful spirit. I love how you enjoy being in nature. And I really understand that, you know, as a teacher, as a healer, as in yourself, you really help us to gain health through, imagine this, relaxation and play, which is top of my list. And I think as we're turning the year into the new year, there's no better time to remind ourselves of all the joys that are ours, divinely ours. And so I know a couple of things about, you know, you were hosted a Vibrant Living Festival on your organic farm, and you've also hosted a world traveling masters that came to share in your retreats. But I would love for you to tell us more about your world of work and how you came to be here on Space of Allowing.
Okay, well, I'm thankful to have met you at a great women's gathering where we just kind of all came together through a mutual friend to have some women, which is so helpful and healing to begin with. And we had such a wonderful time in that and meeting. So I'm thankful that you brought me here onto the show just to share some of the stuff that I know. I was blessed. I was an organic flower farmer and had a wonderful festival that brought some Himalayan masters to my farm in retreat form through someone else than me. It was kind of, you know, like a left field situation. and I really, even master, I'm like, oh, really, a master? You know, I didn't have this guru thinking. And it turned out that these people were brilliant. They were from the Northern Gate, they call it, in Russia, of the Himalayas. And they taught me such incredible stuff on how I look at it. It's about like my body deva, in yoga, they call it your vehicle, you know, how we as spirits are grounded into this physical form and how to really understand how to work with that form. And it's so different than most of the wellness and health that we learn. And it's much easier. We have an innate health system. Yeah. And the most wonderful was learning the women's about my women's, you know, my body.
Yeah. I am spending that time with you that you're referring to felt to me so natural and so like effervescent. Like it was just pure joy. I went home and I couldn't stop smiling. And now, in fact, thinking about it, it was the summer of the year for us. And I mean, it was just luscious. And these are kind of words that I don't have enough of in my everyday, you know, effervescent, luscious, sensual, like all these kinds of things that I'm sitting here. I won't tell you, I just have sort of like regular old clothes on. And I know each time I see you, you just really radiate so beautifully. So I would love for you to take us into, you know, some of the notion of what's natural for us, what's innate to us, and how sometimes we sort of shut that down when really we should be blowing it up right now.
Yeah, I think no one really teaches us to revel in being a woman and our world. Yeah, it's kind of set up in a very masculine order. Business is masculine because men really started that and it works well for their body the way it's done. And so we're all really adapting to that. No one really made a woman this like incredible peacock creature as we were growing up. And when I learned from my favorite teacher, Maria, was from South America, and she just exuded this beauty and grace that had an incredible power that I never saw. Because normally we see powerful women and they're, you know, they're going to take you down or they're tough or, you know, you don't mess with them.
And well, I think, yeah, we almost kind of have to step into the masculine role model. I remember, you know, the pantsuits that I always wore, the serious heels that I put on, you know, the armor up that I used to have to do. And when I left that world of work, I kind of didn't. No, I didn't have clothes for it, first of all, which is just sort of like, you know, the one physical feature that you would see right away. But I also didn't have, I wasn't kind of comfortable in my own skin without that identity.
Yeah, because we never got one, you know. And Maria, I just, it was like, we're already women, so this is not hard. It's very graceful and easy. It's just kind of reminding ourselves of our natural traits and things that are easy and fun for us to do. Like we love all things beauty and luscious and delicious, like all those words, effervescent, that's our sensual nature. And we have that sensual nature and that sixth sense of empathy and feeling others and knowing when we walk in a room what's needed and what isn't, because we were the child bearer. So, you know, you get a child that doesn't talk and you have to figure out what you need to do. So we carry this through all of our lives, whether we have children or not, this connection emotionally to the world. And it's sensual. It's including all of our senses, why we decorate, why we cook good food, why we have pretty plates. And these are all very lovely things that, you know, sing our heart. And they've kind of been the things that got cut out of life as we've had to be producers and in a very masculine world. And feminine energy is, isn't like that. It's more flowing. It's more playful. It's more chatter. And we know it because we do it, but we just don't do enough of it. And we don't see it as this incredible fun that it is.
Well, and I think that's what this hour is going to be for me. And I hope it is for our listeners as well, is it's going to be an hour of remembering ourselves, I think, you know, because now when I go into different stores or now when I go into the outdoors, even any of the different environments, I kind of like tune my eyes to look for something that kind of like that sparkles, that pops, that speaks to me, where before I might've had my eyes sort of dull and I'm just, you know, I'm intent on getting somewhere. But now when I'm finding myself drawn to softer colors, to softer textures, to, you know, different things to eat and to drink even, you know, I'm allowing myself to kind of do a reset on all the stuff that I thought I was like, and all the stuff that I thought was my habit, and just allowing myself to release from all those expectations and to kind of just build myself again with the more feminine dimensions of myself really being celebrated and highlighted.
Yeah, and so much of it is really sensuality. It's being in your senses, like you said, noticing mm-hmm. the sparkle and the color and the textures. That's our world. And women, their intuition is housed in their body. So we have to be in our body. Most of the time we're in our mind. We're kind of like a cartoon. We're in the bubble part.
Right.
And when you really embrace being a woman and the wonderfulness of it, and you really sink into your body and your beauty and your senses, which are so easy to do because this is our world of women, you start, it just like awakens what we call the Shakti. And like yeah. you're saying, it's like this whole new, it's nothing you do either. And allowing is a perfect word because it's like allowing you to be the woman that you are and explore what that is.
So if we have listeners who may be saying, you know, I'm longing for that, but I don't even know how to get started. Is there a little something that you can really take us to that's very grounding that invites us to kind of like stir ourselves up in this time that we have together?
You know, I think really it would always begin with the senses. It would begin with really noticing yourself in your senses, because that puts you in your body and it puts you in your joy as a woman. Mm-hmm. We love all things beautiful. We create beauty. You know, we create this whole holiday. It's not happening without women. And it's so lovely that we do that. Oh, excuse me, it's so lovely. And so for me, that was the biggest thing. Like you said, you go in nature and breathe and really look and notice the trees or the snow or the Christmas lights. Anytime you experience beauty outside of you, it revels inside of you, and the settling energy of oxytocin comes through you, and you start to just relax. And in doing that, you start to slow down, which is what being a woman is we go at a flow versus a march.
Yeah.
And you start to take in more, you know, it's just, you take in more. You just, as you start to take in and look, more comes into you and it fills more of your being. And I'd have to say, like, I constantly go, if I'm in a weird place or things are a challenge, I'll just look for beauty.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I could think about that, right? In any environment where we may be.
Look. Yeah.
For beauty. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's scarf, some beautiful car, some lovely building, some trees.
Somebody smile, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that happens to be. And it strikes me just as you're talking to me now, when I ask that question about, you know, what might we try to do? It's again, it's not about doing. Maybe it's about putting something down that we tend to do a lot. Maybe it's take a walk without your phone, or put your phone in your pocket, or maybe it's, you know, do one less thing at night before you go to bed. It's about almost simplifying to a certain extent as well, to bring space for the beauty to have a place. Sometimes we crowd it out, I think.
Well, we crowd it out because we're thinking all the time, and this is an experience life. It's not a thinking, you know?
Yeah.
It's this experience. So not only do we have our mind to calculate what's happening, but we have our sense of smell. We have our eyes to see. We have our ears to hear. You know, we have our hands and body to feel, whether it's air or fabric or the wind or another human being. We have an experience going. So it's kind of like, you know, you're just sinking into the experience versus just thinking.
Yeah, right. And so, again, it's not even a handbook to try to do anything in particular. It's more about being rather than doing. And so when we come back after this little break, dear listeners, stick with us, because we're going to go into, like facets of a diamond, some other dimensions of our beautiful divine feminine. And we'll be back with my guest Lynn Hicks right after these messages.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a delicious episode of Space of Allowing, where we are really lighting a candle to celebrate our divine feminine. And I'm here with my special guest, Lynn Hicks. And Lynn, I love having this time to really be with you in the space of allowing ourselves to just be and not necessarily have to do too many different things to reawaken the beauty and the joy that is our nature as women. And so if people want to find you after the episode, can you tell us how to find you out in the world?
Yes. My website is Lynn, L-Y-N, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.com. And on my website, I have a book that I wrote called The Art of Being a Woman. Mm-hmm. It's really the Lotus Project. The tagline is The Art of Being a Woman. I don't know why that came out that way. It just did. And that's available there. I have videos there. I blog a lot on all of these subjects as I go through life and learn and expand myself in femininity. And then there's information for mentoring and connecting with me all on my site. So it's just one N, though. A lot of times it's Lynn with one N.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Perfect. And so everyone, I would really suggest strongly that you go to Lynn's website and sign up for the newsletter because it really is a treat. It lifts my heart. It kind of like just kicks the rust off, you know, and kicks the dust off and just kind of brings me back to myself. I love spending time. And in fact, sometimes I'll tell you, Lynn, I actually read your paragraphs out loud.
Right.
Because they're like music.
They are.
The way you write is really awesome. Oh, so I would just invite everybody to check that out and sign up for the newsletter. And so in this next segment, we're going to, again, sort of like take another petal of the flower of the divine feminine and talk about, I guess one of the things we want to talk about is youthfulness. Can you talk to us a little bit about being playful and kind of returning to that youthful nature that is ours?
Well, we actually are considered the playful side of nature that, you know, we were made to take men away from work and to gather them in family and union and company. And so it's really our nature to be very playful. And how I always see this is if you ever watch like a mom get children in the car and a dad get children in the car, like the dad's like, get in the car. And the mom's like, let's get in the car. because youthfulness and why we are the ones who kind of are in charge of the social community and the emotional nature of the world is because we have that youthful way. We're very flowing. We have the soft voice. We have the way to say things. We have you know, the giggles. And if you see a bunch of women together, they're like giggling. It's just our nature. We're much more playful. We're much less serious about things. And we walk into really serious situations that many people wouldn't even go in. And we just go right in there and we offer our hand. And oftentimes, you know, we bring in that lightness, that giggle, that joy, even in the horrible scenes that we find ourselves in, you know, suddenly there's a little, you know, chuckle and, you know, something funny. I mean, it's just part of who we are as women.
Yeah. And the word that keeps coming up to me as you're talking about that really is wisdom also. It seems like there's something in us that knows how to situate ourselves with whatever's coming up and how to really, you know, engage with it in a very loving, nurturing, allowing kind of a way. That's very different. And, you know, when you're talking about giggling and all those kinds of things, it takes me back to when I was little and how easy that was and how pleasurable that was and how natural that was. And how, again, perhaps that's something that we've gotten ourselves away from. You know, this show is happening right around the holiday time in the U.S. And, yeah, sure, we want to uplift. We want to light candles. We want to sing songs. We want to, you know, be our best shiny selves, but we don't always stop at just enough. We tend to kind of take on too many things. What is it about the divine feminine that sometimes trips us over into trying to do too much, trying to achieve too much, trying to strive for perfection, trying to control these things? What, because that's also seems to be a part of women's experience. So,
well, that's really a masculine experience, and that's just what it is that there isn't the looseness. Femininity, I don't know, you know, perfectionism is like everybody wants to do things proper and right, and that's part of our training. Mm. But you know what? Control really isn't something of women. You know, we don't have hierarchy in the same way. We don't really run things in a commanding way. We do it in a more subtle way. And I think at the holidays, we've just been so inundated with this thinking and perfect and competition and prettier or finer and less that, you know what, we don't really have that. Like, we're the ones who probably brought the, like, everyone gets a trophy, you know? Because it's not our nature to have winner losers and all that. But I think we're inundated with that. And so then we put ourselves up against others in our own way, in our own judgment, from our own training. And it's not really our natural way. You know, we have fun playing, decorating, bringing people together, cooking. These are fun things, but we've like made the plate too big because of some way in the world. It's not a feminine trait, because we could just have the, you know, put a little few things on a plate. It's not even about abundance or whatever. We just naturally make things beautiful and perfect, you know, in completeness. It's not really, everyone's got their Martha Stewart going on in their house. Like, they might not think it looks as good as the one in the magazine, but it does if someone came in and photographed it. So I think it's more of ourselves and our training of the society.
I agree. I think you kind of hit it too. And I used to be a very much a, as it turns out, a Martha Stewart devotee. But, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with social media, keeping up with the perfect images that are fed to us, it's just, it doesn't bring joy, certainly. Mm-hmm. And you know, on another note, in a related way, the notion of passion that you speak about, that you exude, that you model for us, I think is related, you know, where we get out of our own sensuality, we get out of our own selves. Can you talk to us about the nature of passion and the divine feminine?
Well, you know, yeah, passion is really just that energy. It's a very sexual, sensual energy, and it can be used in all ways, but it's almost like, to me, that passion is that flirtatious, fun, womanly way. We all have it. We all use it. You know, we just don't categorize it or like well it up in the way that it easily could be ours. But it's just this joy of life. And that's why we want to be perfectionists. You know, that's why we want to gather and have the best party. And it's not about being the best, it's about the passion we have to make things cozy and warm and inviting, you know, and so people come in and they can relax and they can be themselves and they don't have to be something outside, ask them to be. We want them to come in and settle and open and warm and share themselves. So that to me is really where the passion, that's part of, you know, it's a good and bad edge on that when it comes to things. Well,
I think with each of these, actually, because if you want to strike a right balance, but I think sometimes a lot of those things have been suppressed. And so how do we start to awaken our passions again, that maybe they've been shelved, maybe our dreams have been put aside, maybe we've had hardships that have kind of caused us to shrink our size? How can we begin to stir in our natural passions again?
Well, for me, one of the greatest things that really gets me going and started me was like really just having a love for life, you know, and we naturally do, but like you know, in the morning or, you know, as I'm moving around, like, I love my life. Like, how can I go out and love my life today? And what is it that I love about it? Because when you love something, you bring up that passionate energy. So you just start, you know, you just start with anything. It's like, oh, I love my car, you know, and I do. And then I love the song on the radio. And it's an energy that you feel like you do it. So tell me the things you love and then sense how you feel when you say that, what happens.
For sure. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I know that. I notice so many things around me. I notice the colors of things. I notice how things smell. I notice the cats at rest. I notice, you know, someone's thoughtfulness, a little smile, whatever it happens to be. You're right. It's just, it's kind of just a reawakening again of some of the things that maybe we've forgotten or that we've put down because either it hasn't felt safe or I'm exhausted all the time. I just can't. But the things that you're suggesting don't really even take a heavy lift.
No, well, that's what's great as women. And truly, it's an energy. So you could be in an energy of production and doing and lists and all of that.
Right.
Or you could be in an energy of like the day of what I get to do. Oh, I get to see this person. Oh, I get to expand this way. Like, it's a different energy when you bring in that loving, nurturing, sensual part of yourself. You start to see it isn't just go to the dry cleaner. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like, oh, I get to get my clothes for the party or for work or whatever. It becomes, it's an energy. We're tired, but it's because we're using too much of this production and we're forgetting the love, the joy of the sensual nature, because as we do that, we're doing the same tasks. We're just embracing and it and with our full body, energy comes in that you just, they call it Shakti, because when it awakens, you're just like, oh my God, you're like in a magical experience. Mm-hmm. And it awakens as we just start loving life, seeing beauty, you know, walking into situations and adapting and making it all work. And we do these things naturally. We're just not reveling in it. And we're not using these simple tools of the way we sense and feel and experience the world to juice us up.
Right. You know, I'm thinking that something so simple as going outside and snipping a small piece of evergreen and bringing it in and putting it in a little glass jelly jar in my bathroom and then and being able to just smell that evergreen smell in the morning is that's a, sort of a little treat that I give myself. It's kind of like a little secret smile that I have about something that I've done for myself. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. It doesn't have to take a lot of planning. And another thing that I had read recently that I'm finding myself doing now, and it does make a difference, is the first thing I do when I wake up, I smile.
Mm.
Right? I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's like Han or who said that, but what's that?
It's like loving life, you know?
It is. It's exactly what you're saying. And when I think about, oh, I don't have the money for this or I don't have the time for that, listen, wake up and smile is takes not even a second. And yet it sets an intention and it's a way of loving ourselves, I think, again, too, to say like, I'm going to give myself this moment.
Yeah. And I think we are women. So it's just that we're not fully embracing it. So this isn't hard stuff.
I know.
It's like, it's absolutely like, it's easy. It's nourishing. Like you were saying, the evergreen, you know, it's almost like a meditation when you do stuff like that. And every time you go by that green, you are getting this boost of energy. It makes you smile. You smell the evergreen. Like, it's the we are the artists. So anything we want to do artistry with is going to give us this incredible energy for life, because that's all we're here to do is create and set boundaries for the creation. That's it. So we are creating no matter what we're doing, whether we're walking down the street, driving our car, buying things, baking things, helping people. Like if you start to just look at yourself as an artist, which we are, we're the artists of the humanity, everything becomes an art. And as you do that, you just get this completely different sensory mode toward life.
I love it. In fact, I just wrote this down, the artists of humanity. And so we are, you and I, going to co-create another fabulous segment as artists of humanity. Yes. And in this next portion of the hour in a space of allowing. Stay with us because we're going to explore the notions of our divine feminine charm and mystery, right? Delicious. Yeah. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back to a space of allowing.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Here we are in a space of allowing, celebrating our divine feminine. Welcome back, everyone. We just had a nice, sweet little giggle in our in-between time in our break. Lynn, welcome back. And, you know, I would love to just envision you at work in your space. If you could just kind of take us into, you know, what this world looks like for you, where you live out all this beautiful energy. And then we'll step a little bit further into some of it. Tell us a little bit more about where you are and how you work.
I usually do one-on-ones, but I do a lot of classes too, which are really fun. And I'm part of a lot of women's groups because it's so healing for us to be together. And there's such great empowerment and energy
for sure.
In the collaboration of women. And you'll see that they're building in many ways and really to be in a sacred sisterhood of sorts, and is very healing and very, you know, supportive of the divine feminine and us loving ourselves as women. When we're together, we can do that. But I often, you know, we're going through what are called the six petals of the Svadhisthana, and that is your womb chakra, where your womb is and your kidneys are, a very flowing, creative, passionate part of our bodies in the physical level. And so these are petals, they expand open as we play in these characteristics. We find greater health and creativity, connection to our sixth sense, all of that. And when I teach, we're doing, or I'm with someone, you know, as I explain these, we are doing an experience because, like I said, life is an experience. And it's really fun because I can watch people's eyes, like when they get it and when that energy just flies through them, you know, everything about them changes. And when I'm in a group, like, I'm familiar with that and I love that. And that's what I'm always seeking to see happen. But when I'm in a group and other people can see it, and I'll be like, did you see that? And they can, you can see the shift in someone's beauty, in their presence, in their field, like the sparkle in their eyes, like when they go, oh, and even as we're conversing, we're raising our energy level because we're in the excitement and fun and play of being women.
Absolutely. Well, that's the way I always feel that around you. I don't know if that's true, you know, with other women, but for sure with you. And actually, I will secretly tell you and tell all of our listeners that I'm planning a little gathering now as of like 30 seconds ago, because I'm thinking, yes, I miss getting together with all the women that I love in my life. So I think I'm going to have something coming up just because this is stirring in me that desire to call us together.
And it is. It is so healing. Like, if there's anything, like, get together with women, because we are all awakening to this, and there's many levels that are happening. And when we get together, we really get to sense that we're okay, that everyone's got all these problems and they're the same one.
It's soothing. It's uplifting. It's releasing. It's totally allowing. I love it.
Yeah. It's giggly. There's fun. There's tears. There's all of that. And that's us. That's who we are. We get to clear our emotions with that.
Beautiful. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So true. So now we're going to step into this next beautiful little gift of the divine feminine, talking about charm and mystery. So how do you take us there? What are we noticing here?
Well, charm is, such a, it's a lost art, but we all use it. And the way I can describe it easily is like, when you think of children and pets, how they allure you to do things.
Allure is a great word. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like the eyes, the, you know, or if we get pulled over by a police officer and we're like, oh, that's the charm. Like, oh, I'm on my way. I didn't know how fast I was going. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a sense of charm and mystery. And mystery is just, we're mysterious to ourselves. So women are mysterious to others. And it's okay that we're like that. And we don't, we're not as stable and solid in a way of order.
Okay. Amen to all that. Everything you're just saying, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can be fluid and changeable, right? And exactly. No apologies for that.
No, like I could be crying, I could be laughing, I could next thing you know, being like, someone calls me and I'm like, emergency. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm back into giggle. Then yeah. A song comes on the radio and it reminds me of something sad. Like,
wow,
we're very fluid that way. And in Tantra, they would say that masculine energy is the tree and feminine energy is the wind around the tree.
So that.
We're very dynamic and changed. So the mystery to ourselves and the world is very much part of us. And it's okay because we aren't the same kind of problem solvers. We're more the nurturers. So we, in nurturing, we solve problems. It's a little bit different, right. Logical.
Right.
So whenever I do charm, you know, I think of that. It's like when you're like, hun, could you please take out the garbage?
Yeah. Well, my mother used to be famous for, and if my family's listening to the show, they'll agree. My mother used to be famous for batting her eyes. Like that was a thing. My mother would bat her eyes. And then I remember the first time that I did that. And my friend said to me, oh my God, you just did what your mother always did. Oh, are you batting your eyes at me? What are you doing? I was like, apparently I am. How's it working on you?
Well, you know what? There is a belief that is against this, that manipulative or like, that's manipulative. In the last class, a beautiful young girl who was like 33 in my class, and she was like, oh, and beautiful, like uses charm and mystery. There's, you know, it's part of our being. Mm-hmm. And it's very magnetizing. It's how we draw things to us. But in her head, it was manipulative. And I was like, that is a training, because think of a puppy and a child. You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to do something terrible to someone, anything can be manipulative. But if you're just using your feminine way and beauty, and we're made with a different kind of body for a reason. It's okay that we feel pretty and flirtatious and, you know, come over here. And
well, I appreciate you saying that, because I think there's a hypersensitivity to everybody's intentions now and reading everybody's actions. And I think it's what's intended on the inside. And I don't intend to make anybody do anything. It's more just a certain kind of way of communicating and noticing. And I liked what you said about allure. I think that's really more the energy of it. But I guess, you know, to check our intentions when we
And I think a lot of it's just a training. Mm. You know, like that's why you wore those suits and high heel. Like when I used to go in pharmacy.
That's what I understood, right? Yeah. Did you too?
Beauty had to be down-tamed because it's a powerful energy. Just like when we look at a tree, it draws us to it and it brings us and makes us feel really good. We do that as, you know, the women, we're the flowers of humanity here. Mm-hmm. So we're drawing the bees. We don't need to run to the bees. We stand in the ground planted and we have beautiful color and we have great scent and we have incredible architecture. I mean, if you think of all the flowers and they're just waving in the wind and the bees are coming to them, and that's how the whole world is created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I think, again, you take us back to a pure, natural way of remembering ourselves rather than trying to put on something that's going to get you anything. It's not transactional, what we're talking about, really. It's more relational, I think.
It is. And it's being, you know, it's being a woman. That's what it is. You know, like, this is what it is. Like, it's not like we're, this is what we do. You know, it's back to the cars, kids in the car, you know, let's get in the car. That's charm. You know, that's using our charm. It's not using order. It's using charm. It's using allure. It's using magnetize. It's drawing things together. It's bringing collaboration and peace and gathering. Like, even when the way this girl actually started to jump into it and then it shifted her completely was in this. I said, well, what about your girlfriends? Haven't you been like, come on, will you please drive with me to the airport? You know, I don't want to go alone. Come on. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, and so I said, okay, now say it. So I want you to give me a little charm of yours, because when you actually say it and just say what I just said, I want you to feel the way you feel inside your body, because it totally inspires you.
So like for me to say something, a little charm?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think even when I asked you to come on the show, it was like just come be with me. We would just have the best time. It would just be so fun to learn from you and to celebrate together and to play. Like that to me is the way that I would.
Do you see it sing-songy? Do you see how
it was kind of a little bit? Yeah, it was.
But that's what it is. It is. Yeah. We're sing-songy. It's like, you know, I just, anything we do, that's what we are. So that's really charm. And it's
I'll tell you what, you know, that was making me think of this too. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it just struck me so quickly in the last segment where I said, just wake up and the first thing you do is smile. Mm-hmm. Even that is allure, because it's me engaging with my day in this sort of charming, like, I'm going to love you whether you want me to or not. Here it comes.
That's exactly.
Let's take a big bite out of this day. I'm going to smile and you're going to love it. You know, like it's that playful relationship that I do think shifts us into such a better energy to step out of bed and go for it.
Yeah. And just think of it. It's youthful. It's simple. It encompasses all of these things. Like they intermix, you know, it gives you the passion. It gives you like, oh, I'm going to get out of bed today and feel good. Yeah. You know, and I'm just, you know, it sets, it becomes energy, and it's an energy of flow instead of an energy that's like, oh no. You know, you can even hear it in my tone.
First thing you get up. Exactly. Yeah. It's a very different way in my voice. I can notice that I can just only say playful. Like it's not even trying to get anything out of anybody. It really is genuinely let's see how we can lift. Let's see how we can play. Let's see how we can be mischievous. Let's see how we can enjoy this moment of taking out the garbage. Like whatever happens.
I mean, you can do it with anything. Fun. Sweeping the floor, like skipping to your car, or walking slow, or walking sexy.
Being
like
silly, it's letting just, ourselves be silly. Yeah.
It's the playful nature that we are. And when we do it, it gives us energy.
And I wonder, because sometimes it's true when we're with each other, I wonder if it's easier when we have each other to kind of give us a little bit of courage to just go for it, to put on that special scarf or to try the red lipstick or whatever it happens to be, you know, that that pushes our boundaries a little bit and that allows us to expand more into ourselves.
It does, because we reinforce each other in beauty. And that's something that, you know, in the world now, it's not. It's a competitive thing, and let's get this done, and let's do that, and let's change ourselves, and let's look like them. But when you really get with a pack, or you think of when women for hundreds of years spent most of the time alone together or with the children, that's what we did. We played. Someone's fixing your hair. Someone's rubbing your feet. You know, to me, it's like a 13-year-old slumber party is how we empower, because we get this great sense of ourselves from other women, and we want to help each other look pretty, and we want to help each other feel good, just like we do to everything else in the world.
Yeah. Well, and I love the energy that you're bringing to this show, because just giving ourselves permission to put some of the heaviness down and to be with some of this play, some of this lightness, is a real blessing. And so I know that you have a giveaway. Can you talk about that real quick? Because you just mentioned the notion of beauty. And so I think there's something that you want to mention to our listeners for today.
I have I have a Art of Sparkle on my website. I have five of them are free, and then a bunch of them cost, you know, money. They're little segments. So I'm giving away the one, the Art of Beauty. It's the second one on beauty, and it just really supports us to look at it differently. And it's all just a different shift of perspective on ourselves, and to really see it for what it is. And like you said, the innocence and the divine.
Yeah. Exactly. And is that available on your website, Lynn, or is that something that someone has to reach out and get from you?
You know what? I gave you the link, but no, it would be something I thought that was for your listeners, but I can put that open on my site.
Or we can put it on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching, and you're on Facebook too. Where can we find you on Facebook?
I'm under Lynn. Well, Stankav, you know, that's going to be so hard for someone to find.
Oh, okay, so your website?
My website does link you there, but I do have a page called I Am Woman.
Oh, let's go there. Tell us
where I post, a lot of my stuff on femininity. So it's, you know, just a page of I Am Woman. And absolutely, it's a great video. It's only about 10 minutes. If that, but it's something you can listen to in the morning while you're getting ready or you're doing your coffee or whatever your stir is. And it really explains beauty in a very unique way. So you can start to embrace it, because it is what we are. And as we get to learn, that is how this whole thing starts to move.
Beautiful. And with that, we will be back for our final segment. Don't go away, to A Space of Allowing. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
My smile could not be wider with this lovely show that we've been having today, The Space of Allowing, celebrating our divine feminine, and loving my time with my new friend, Lynn Hicks. Lynn, thank you for this virtual glass of champagne. This has been really sweet. I love it. I feel more playful, and I feel like there's a lot more for me to do in terms of like stretch and release all that. So talk to us a little bit in this final segment now, as we're airing the show. It's right around the holiday time for us here in America. So how does this notion of communicating our divine feminine engage with the holiday, and how can we really make it work for us?
Well, first of all, women are the great communicators. We have a larger emotional brain, and we don't just communicate with our words. We're very sensory in how we sense others, and, you know, our eyes, our body
that's
language.
That's so true. And you saying that very quickly, but I would love it if you would say that again, because I was like, that's a wow. We buried the lead on this whole episode there. Can you say again what you just said about women being the great communicators?
<I'm> like,
what did you say?
that women are the great communicators, but it's a sensory communication. It's not just with words. You know, like I said earlier on about how we sense, are able to sense what's needed. Like if we go into a room, we'll look around the room and we'll be like, that person's sick. They look mean. Oh, she seems attractive. And oh, they look like they need a hug. And this isn't a mental thing. We just surf a room because our level of communication and interaction is on a very sensory level. So it's not even a thinking. It's just we know how to read a room. And so we can use all of that. That's what we do when we give love and nourishment. We know who needs what. We know how to say it to them. We know that they need a gift. We know that they, you know, need that. Like, it's a very powerful gift.
Add a little something here just to even expand on what you're saying and to feel into it a little bit. When I'm in a coaching partnership with someone, and it's really true. So I coach mostly by phone. And so your senses are heightened because you don't see one another. But in the listening, it's almost even like the listening is unfolded and expanded into like how someone is breathing, how quickly they're talking, how high or low their voice, if there's a catch in their throat, if they, oh my gosh, it's so holy. It's so reverent. It's so beautiful to hold space for somebody who, and I do feel like I feel it through the phone at different times, maybe that there's some energy stirring, or I'll even send a message to someone at a distance.
Yes.
Because they've come up into my mind. So I really just want to like give a strong amen to what you're saying about women's capacity to communicate through all our senses, even the ones that are, you know, the sixth sense, especially.
And that's what it is, the power of that sixth sense and that power of feeling others.
You know,
it is. It is the intuition, and it is done in our being. It's like you said, you can hear it. You don't have to see it. It's not thinking. It's just a sensing. And we, as we go through the holidays, which, you know, everyone's gathering because of us women, you know what I mean? Like these wouldn't be happening and all the dinners and, you know, women are, this is our time. This is our lead. We love this. We love to gather, love to bring people together. We love to have them communicate. We love it to be pretty. You know, I really want to encourage everyone to like realize the joy and fun of this. This is a high feminine time of the year where we get to be artists in all things from packages to food to cards, you know, to trees.
Yeah, I forgot. I was even forgetting that. Packages and cookies and music.
And whatever we want. Clothing, the way we dress, the makeup we wear, because you can be more dramatic and, you know, at holiday parties. Like everything about it is feminine artistry. And so when we do those things, we get oxytocin and joy and relaxation, and we kind of like lose sense of time because we're in this creative space. And we get such healing from that. That's what gives us this health in our body and relaxation and oxytocin and parasympathetic joy. So when we're sitting here stressing and doing things in that intensity, we are ruining like the coolest time of the year for ourselves. Because we love to do these things.
Can you, Lynn, tell us, I mean, like unpack those terms that you just used, because I have sort of a kind of awareness of it, oxytocin and parasympathetic system. I think the more that we sort of can feel into that, the more that that'll be at work in us.
Okay, so we have two systems, and most of us are familiar and have heard of the adrenal. That's the sympathetic nervous system where you have fight or flight.
Okay.
There's only one other nervous system. It's called the parasympathetic nervous system, and it is, instead of the adrenal stress or cortisol, which is of the sympathetic panic, it is oxytocin, and it's the parasympathetic. So it's renew, rejuvenate, you know, rebuild. When your body gets to actually sit down and kind of do all those functions of health, that if you're in fight or flight, your body gets no downtime.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So I get
it now.
So
women belong in that oxytocin state the majority of the time. So, okay, that's a reach for anybody, you know, but let's put that as the ideal, that we should be more in an oxytocin state. And it's not that it's hard for us, because when we're in creativeness, when we're in playfulness, when we're in youthfulness, when we're giggling, when we're smiling, when we're hugging, when we're having sex, when we're breastfeeding, all these things are oxytocin. So what our goal is as women to really be in that space is to look for ways to do that. Sitting with our cup of tea, you putting your little sprig in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. All of those things, if we can just do a few of them throughout our day, we'll start to build this relaxed vibe of oxytocin and being in the other nervous system, which is what will heal. It heals all beings, but women belong there. And when we're in this creative time of year, mm-hmm. when the loving is high and all of that, they are all great oxytocin creators. So we could be like healing so many ails and feeling so beautiful and so loving and happy and chipper and, you know, beautiful. If we know that, hey, when we're doing these things, this is helping support our body and our being. So like enjoy doing them because you do. It's, you know, it's the time thing that we put on it. And so just do less so that when you do it, you enjoy it.
Right. Even, you know, hosting a gathering of any sort, I will find myself at different times just kind of standing in the room where everybody is around and relishing, mm-hmm. just savoring, just yes. maybe, you know, just standing and kind of like hugging my arms to myself and just taking it all in because it's like blissful. It really just kind of sends me in this blissed out state, which is probably what you're talking about, but I didn't
That's
have
exactly because. Oxytocin's like champagne bubbles to me. There's a breath on my website, and it's my first video, and it's called the oxytocin breath. And it shows you how to switch from parasympathetic, you know, the sympathetic nervous system in the parasympathetic nervous system through sound. Because you can't trick your body. Like if we're in, your body knows if we're feeling happy, like we're in oxytocin right now because we're in our flow.
We are. Okay. Beautiful.
Having fun. So you have to either be making, it's not easy to get out of fight or flight, but if you use sound, mm-hmm. if you make a pleasurable sound, like if we're eating and we go, your body goes, oh, well, she's doesn't need to be in fight or flight because she's making a pleasurable sound.
Okay. So it's a way to kind of like trip us over into the better.
And then you sense what it's like. And it is, it's like champagne bubbles. It's like this giggliness. And when you do that, anything that can do that for you is going to just bring more health and joy and passion and all these lovely energies to you.
I'm making that sound.
You know, see, well, you'll notice healers will go, or like, remember after everybody laughs, they go,
Yes, right.
And it's not a sigh. It's just like this, like you said, it's like a reveling of like, oh, that was so juicy. And it's because you're in the parasympathetic nervous system.
Beautiful. Wow. That's so important. I think have that awareness and then to start noticing that. I'm thinking back over this hour that we're spending and we're just about at the end of the time, which I'm a little sad about, but all the amazing words that I have used with you, that you have used with all of us today, that I probably haven't. I could win a Scrabble game like to beat anybody right now with all these amazing words, because even just allowing all of those concepts, all of those feelings, all of those sensations back into our vocabulary, I think is really what this space of allowing is all about. And so, my dear Lynn Hicks, I thank you so much for joining me in this hour. And I wish you a blissful, blessed holiday season. Anything special that you're doing?
I have my daughter coming in and we're celebrating. Yes, we have lots of great things, but it's always good when you have a child that's far away and they return. Oh, you know, it's lovely. Beautiful. Whatever happens next is good.
Beautiful. And isn't that the whole point of the episode? Mm-hmm. Whatever happens next is good. And so I wish you, dear listeners, all the positivity of this season. Tap into your divine feminine in your own space of allowing. And remember to look for Lynn. We can find her also on I Am Woman on Facebook. The page is called I Am Woman. And that's where we're going to find some of these great links, Lynn, that you've shared with us, right? The link to the video. And I am curious about the oxytocin breath. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for me, you can find me on nancycococoaching.com. Would love to coach with you. Drop me a line and let me know. And we will make some holiday space for coaching. And Lynn, thanks again for being with us. Kat, thank you for producing the show. Listeners, thank you for being so loyal in this space of allowing. And we'll see you again next time. Make sure to love your life. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.